winters ago up on a mountain. I don't think she was raised snowboarding.
No.
I met her on the Bunny Hill. Every weekend I'd go up with my son, and my brother would be up there teaching Steph. And she was remarkably good for how she had never done it before. She kept trying, and she'd go, and she was doing it. And about three weeks after I met her, we were up there, and it was a windy day, and they had closed the gondola. And the gondola was the only easy way down. So we had to take another lift over to this. It was a blue run, and it was blue, which is intermediate, but in my opinion, that's the hardest run on the entire mountain because of the way it's faced. It gets icy, and it was just nothing but ice, and it's steep, and Steph is a brand new snowboarder, never done it, and when she found out she had to go over there, you could just see the fear in her eyes. We tried to reassure her, oh, it's easy, you'll be fine. But she did it. She spent most of her time on her butt, sliding down that hill. But she did it. She was very resilient. She was very fun to be around. She just brought light to you. When we were in Italy for the wedding, before the wedding in San Vincenzo, it was another windy day, and her plans got foiled. We weren't able to make the boat out to the island of Elba. And she was so worried about everybody because she knew that she was the one who had the plans, and now there are no plans, and she was trying her best to make sure everybody had something to do. She was just so thoughtful of everybody. For us, she took us to a winery, so we got to try some Italian wine. I don't know what she did with everybody else, but I think she made sure everybody had something to do that day. She made my little brother so happy. She was his first love. She was his only love. I'm so sorry, Brendan.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jacob Zantos. I am the boyfriend of Stephanie. I'm Debbie Siegel. And I want to lead this special prayer. Lord, wrap your arms of love around these grieving parents. Let your presence be source of a solace and grant them the courage to face each day. Provide your peace that surpasses all understanding and grant rest to their weary soul, trusting in divine plan. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Alex. I just
just wanted to take a moment to share how special Steph was to me. I first met Steph back in college in 2014, but honestly, it feels like I've known her my whole life. We met through Omega Phi Alpha, a service sorority at UCF. I was a new girl, and Steph had already been there for a year. When it came time for us newbies to choose our bigs, Steph immediately stood out to me. Her big smile, her vibrant personality, and her kind eyes drew me in. Thankfully, Steph picked me too, as her little. And the rest was history. We became the best of friends, as well as college roommates. We shared countless study dates, gym dates, hike dates, and we always managed to find the biggest, most chocolatey desserts we could find. We really loved our desserts. We were inseparable in college, and that didn't stop once we graduated. Even though life got busy, we were long distance, we always made time for each other. Steph made sure that she would travel across the country for me, no matter the cost, no matter how early or late the flight. She was always there for me and our friends. Steph is probably the most selfless person I have ever known. If you asked her for help, she wouldn't just give you the shirt off her back. She'd probably hand her her pants too. She just cared for people, even strangers, in a way that was so rare and so genuine. As I'm sure everyone here can attest and has already attested, Steph had a magnetic pull. Her smile, her laugh, her enthusiasm, her humor, her animated stories, she was truly a light in everyone's life. She had this gift of making every single person in the room feel so special. To me, she was my biggest hype woman, my biggest fan and supporter. I'll miss those animated step texts, filled with emojis, exclamation points, hearts, way too many gifts. I'll miss exchanging funny raccoon and panda videos on Instagram, where our entire message thread was basically just cute otters and seals and 100 I love yous with about 25 hearts. With Steph, I could always be my truest, goofiest self. Whenever we were together, we would just laugh for ages. Half the time, I couldn't even tell you what we were laughing about, but that was the magic of Steph. She was pure fun, and she brought the goofy side out of me. I feel so honored that I got to spend so much time with her this year. We both got married in our dream destinations, and I will hold that forever in my heart. She was the best maid of honor I could have ever asked for. On my wedding day, I waited for the very last minute to write my vows, a little bit of a procrastinator, and I was about to just read them off my phone. But Steph wouldn't let that happen. She sat down and hand wrote them into my vow book. And now I have that beautiful book in her handwriting to treasure for the rest of my life. To my Libra Trin, my big, my maid of honor, my best friend, my sister from another mister, and most of all, my kindred spirit, I will never forget you. Not a day will go by that I won't miss you. I promise to live my life the way you would want me to. Full of vibrancy, adventure, kindness, and compassion. Thank you for teaching me what pure friendship love looks like, for reminding me to never hold back and showing love for others. Thank you for teaching me to see the beauty in the simple, small things. You love the outdoors so much, and I know how I'll always feel your presence when I'm surrounded by mountains, by a glowing sunset, or by the colors of beautiful flowers. Until we meet again, Steph, your love will always live in me.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rachel. I've known Steph almost 15 years, and she was always such a special person to me. When we first met, she was actually dating one of my best friends, Andrew, and she was the most awkward person I had ever met in my entire life. She was at first so nice, but she was just so weird. It was part of her charm, you know? And it just so happened that our senior year for prom, we both without knowing it, picked out the exact same prom dress and the exact same color. And so every time she saw me that night, it didn't matter if it was next to her or across the room, she would start sprinting in the other direction. and it's like a funny memory for me that I always cherish, especially from like how close we ended up becoming. Steph and I had been through a lot of low points in our lives together and a lot of really high points in our lives. And it's just so special to have a friend like that. You know, she was the best friend I've ever had. And I'm so thankful for her for bringing Alex and our other friend Rachel into my life, because these are probably the only two girls that I've ever met that have been on par with her friendship. Doreen, she was such an amazing person, and that was because of you guys. You guys raised her so well, and you did so much for her. You guys did everything for her. You sacrificed so much of your own lives to make sure that she had the best life she possibly could. And because of that, all of us have benefited.
Thank you.
Eric, she loved you so much. She talked about you constantly, about how proud she was of you, about things you were doing in your life. And I just hope you know how much she really, really loved you. And, you know, she would really love, like, how much you were there for her when she really needed you. Oh, I had some other news I was gonna say, but they have escaped me at this point. I'm
so thankful to have you here.
Yeah,
thank you guys.